This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. It is also Election Day in six states. Five of them are holding presidential primaries, and North Dakota Democrats hold caucuses. So we wondered, how are these states doing economically? Are they better or worse off than the nation as a whole? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
The states holding elections today are a mixed bag. Some are really hurting.
North Dakota is the extreme case.
That's Howard Kuehr of Evercore Wealth Management. He says North Dakota's economy relies heavily on the energy sector. So do New Mexico and Montana. As a result,
there were a lot of jobs created because of that reliance, and now a lot of those jobs have ceased and there have been layoffs.
Kuehr says that makes voters in those states anxious. Ditto for New Jersey, although voters there are worried about sluggish job growth. In South Dakota, farmers are concerned about falling prices for agricultural products. Growers in California's Central Valley are worried, too. But Silicon Valley tech workers are really happy.
Well, California's economy is really booming.
Josh Rao teaches finance at Stanford University.
But the gains that we've seen have been very unequally distributed.
Rao says some Californians resent that inequality and could carry those feelings into the voting booth. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.